Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If the murder weapon isn't in the river, maybe it's in the dirt. We're going to start unpacking one of the most intriguing pieces of evidence from the newly unsealed Koberger case files. A shovel recovered during the Pennsylvania search of Koberger's family home. Not just any shovel, one with dirt still on it. Found stored in the Sheets gas station trash can. Investigators had long suspected he used post-crime. Now, there's no confirmation yet that this shovel buried anything related to the murders, but the fact that FBI analysts took soil samples from it, compared those samples across multiple known Koberger locations, and used cell tower data to narrow that search tells us they weren't ignoring the possibility. Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer joins me to look and what that shovel might represent, not just as a physical object, but as a psychological move. Because if you believe the crime was premeditated, then what happened after the murders matters just as much. The cleanup, the concealment, the trophies, or the disposal. I mean, think about it for a second. Unless you're landscaper, or you're going somewhere with an intent to dig a hole, you probably don't have a shovel in your trunk. Unless you're in northern states and it's a snow shovel, then I get you. But like a garden shovel or a yard, I don't know what it's even technically called. You know, the one you put your foot on, dig in the ground, dig a hole with, those types of shovels. With dirt on in your trunk, then you're a criminology student and you don't have a yard or garden or any reason to really be digging stuff randomly. And you committed that crime, one may assume that that has something to do with that crime. That leads us to the darker theory. Did Brian Koberger bury the knife? Did he keep anything? Did he want to revisit the evidence later, like other offenders have? Or did he destroy it along with everything else to vanish his involvement completely? And finally, what are the odds? He tells us someday. Let's get into it. with Jennifer Coffendaffer.
There was also reporting early on, I believe it was in one of the affidavits of when they went through Koberger's house, they took his mattress and people had seen some of that as it was being excavated out of the house. There was some stains on it. There was speculation, is that blood on that mattress? There was hairs identified, even pet hairs identified. Did we ever get any clarity on what any of that was?
I still have not seen the clarity on that. I did see very recently the shovel address.
Mm-hmm.
So his Elantra was searched in Pennsylvania, and in there was a shovel. And there wasn't much detail about that shovel, by the way, whether it was a spade shovel.
Mm-hmm.
This was something we discussed ad nauseum when it first happened, but we didn't have a lot of information. Now we know at least that this shovel had dirt in and around it. So I don't believe it was a snow shovel. At the time, I didn't believe it was a snow shovel. Who makes a cross-country trip on a highway and brings their snow shovel? Very
well, if you're,
I think it's very rare.
If you're from the north, I would say in Wisconsin, I traveled with a snow shovel in the back of my truck. It was a snow. It wasn't a digging dirt shovel. It's not something we're going to have dirt on. But I traveled with a snow shovel up north because there's times where it's extremely snowy and you can get stuck on the side of the road. So I wouldn't say that that's completely odd or out of the question for that portion of the country. But the type of shovel is important. If it's a dig and dirt shovel, like for the garden, that's a big difference. And if there's dirt on it, that would lead one to question, well, is that where the murder weapon is?
That's exactly right. I mean, my view has always been from the beginning that he buried the knife and the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I thought he would do that, and many people disagree with me. Many people say, no, he threw that in that river. He threw mm-hmm. it, you know, I think he would have wanted to keep it to go back to remind him of everything. I that's what I think. And now hearing the new information, it sounds like the FBI thought that that might be the case because they were sending off soil samples, not only of the soil that was collected from the shovel, but comparing it against multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
And so they clearly were concerned that that was the reason he had that shovel to go cross country with him. I've never used a snow shovel, and I grew up in the north too.
Yeah.
Never used a snow shovel to dig a hole.
You got lucky. Were people helping you dig stuff? Were were you?
No, I meant to dig a hole.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, not to dig a hole. Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't shovel any snow in the north?
Oh, no. I shoveled snow all the time.
Okay.
No, I just meant to dig a hole.
Sure.
I never got my snow shovel and said, geez, I'm going to go dig something in the garden.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd do that, but yes. Okay.
No.
I was going to say, I know you're free. Like, you were lucky. You were one of the lucky ones. Let me shovel that snow for you, Jennifer. I totally hear you on that. What makes me okay? So they're looking in, or they did look into soil samples, trying to determine, okay, geographically, where might this have come from? What I'm also wondering about is cell phone history. I would imagine that could be looked into as well to see where he pinged after the fact and to see areas that maybe he went to dispose of any of this. Was any of that revealed in any of these documents?
Yeah, certainly they talk about that mm-hmm. that's what helped them know which soil samples to collect
mm-hmm.
based on his digital footprint from a cellular standpoint where mm-hmm. that was. But I mean, talk about a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
I always try to tell people in these missing cases, you know, when people are looking for people or these fugitives that are in the mountains, I want you to take the smallest of a round ball, even a marble, and hide it somewhere in your house and have your whole family look for it. If you hide it pretty well, they're not going to find it for weeks, months, if they ever find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. And that really doesn't even equate as it would to these parks that they're trying to look for some hole he might have dug. I mean, it was a needle in the haystack, but I thought it was terrific that they at least tried mm-hmm. to go down every path to find that knife.
And in the end, obviously, it's not needed. He's in prison now for the rest of his life. Is this now a moot point? Is there going to be any more searching for this other than from true crimers with metal detectors?
Well, true crimers, now that they've already stated, really, they listed out the places that they were looking. Mm-hmm. So you can bet YouTubers, if that's what I did for a full-time job, mm-hmm. I would be out there hunting and looking, and you never know. But, you know, I've always believed that the only way they're going to find it is one of two ways. Some hunter or somebody, if it is indeed buried, some hunter or somebody mm-hmm. out there that happens to stumble upon a dig site like that, mm-hmm. or the other option would be him saying yeah. where it is. And I still think that that's a possibility down yeah. the line.
That is an interesting question. I saw Howard Bloom posted about it this morning, something to the effect of how long before Brian Koberger starts taunting us from behind bars as to where the knife is buried, or maybe the clothing if he had other things on that night. And it does make you wonder. It does make you start to wonder more as we ponder what the existence of Koberger is going to be like in prison. Is he going to continue to try and emulate other killers like BTK or insert other serial killer here, which he seems to have a penchant for doing, to try and keep himself relevant? Do you think we're going to see that with Koberger?
I think we will. It's going to take time. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably already has a plan, mm-hmm. Maybe even knows who he wants to meet with. Yeah, I do remain hopeful that he might want to meet with FBI BAU, the Behavioral Analysis Unit agents, profilers, if you will. Mm-hmm. I do hope that he does that just because he'll want to be more infamous, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to want to be in the annals like mm-hmm. Bundy and BTK and all the rest of them. So I think it'll be interesting what route he chooses. Will he go Catherine Ramsland mm-hmm. or will he go with a Dateline or will he go with a law enforcement type? Somewhere deep down, I believe when he decides to, spill the tea that it will be to law enforcement, I'm at least hopeful.
So here's what we know. The shovel exists. The dirt was analyzed. The FBI took it seriously. And yet we still don't have the knife or the clothing or anything physical that ties Koberger to the act itself beyond that single piece of DNA on the knife sheath. A big piece, mind you. It is a major piece. It's what puts him there. And if you're still a pro-burger out there thinking, oh, he's innocent, please just don't watch us and don't give me your BS. I'd rather just go elsewhere. Scatter on. Shoo. Go. Because I don't have time to hear you, and neither does anyone else. Seek help. That void, it matters, because while the case was strong enough to secure a plea and avoid trial, the unanswered question of the weapon and what Koberger did with it sits heavy. Jennifer pointed out something key. Killers like Koberger may not want to throw it all away. They may bury what matters most to them, not because it's trash, but because it's treasure. A way to return in mind, if not in body, to the moment of the kill. And with Koberger now likely facing the rest of his life behind bars, the question becomes, does he break his silence? Does he confess? Taunt? Tease? At this point, doesn't matter if we find the weapon at all. In theory, really, no, it does not. Does he maintain control by never giving up that final piece? If the weapon is ever found, it'll likely be by a hunter, a hiker, or a true crime junkie with a metal detector. Not because Koberger cracked, but because he made a mistake. And based on everything else in this case, that's a big if. But he did make a lot of mistakes. A lot of rookie mistakes. And this is probably one of them. Maybe someday he'll want to be heard again, and if he does, that shovel might finally make sense. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Search the same thing wherever you get podcasts if you want to follow us there. Heck, follow us in both places so I can be in your ear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, telling you about true crime. What could possibly be better than that? I can think of a lot of things, but, to each their own.
please do press subscribe either way. It does help others find out about the show and see the coverage of our cases that we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. My name's Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.